How you doing, Ashawn?
Good, how are you?
Good, congratulations.
Thank you, I appreciate that very much.
Can you just take us through what the past 24 hours have been like for you? Obviously, a lot of people thought you were going first round, and you went to Chicago and decided to stay there and kind of have that wait end today.
The past 24 hours is all right, you know. It's not in my hands, it's in God's hands, you know, so I just go with whatever happens, you know. I can't really choose where I want to go, so I really just sit there and just listen to whatever God tells, whoever gives me to get me. And honestly, being part of Detroit Lions is a blessing. It's something that most people dream of, and I dream of too.
How much contact did you have with the Lions before the draft?
I took a visit. They came down to our pro day. Not a day before our pro day, talked to them. Then I had a visit with them in April, and then it was honestly my best visit out of all the teams. When I took my 30 visit thing, top 30 visits.
Why do you say that?
Because it's a system that I love to play in and try to contribute to the team whatever way I can. And just watching film and the players, the great players they have there now, and trying to help them out and working hard to do something for those players that's been there for a while and help contribute while they're contributing. It's just something I was just thinking about.
How much was Haloti Ngata a guy you followed growing up, and how much are you looking forward to playing with him?
It's amazing, honestly, you know, to play with a guy that has that much experience in the NFL, play that many years, and to dominate that many years in the league. It's amazing to be able to have a chance to play beside him or play behind him, just try to help contribute and do what I can.
You said it's a system that you love to play in. Why do you think it suits your skills?
Honestly, it seems that we did at Bama, and it's similar. It's attack defense, and really that's what I love to do. And being there with Coach, D-line coach, Coach Chris, is just amazing to have him as D-line coach. And his passion he has for the game and wanting his players to be the best is amazing.
Ashawn, what did you think of Chris Kocurek the first couple times you saw him?
I thought he was a great coach. He's fired, just like Coach Bo. I was the guy I love to play for. And I was telling my mom that when I took my visits and stuff when I first met him. And he was like, yeah, you know, everything plays course. And so when I met him, I was just like, yeah, this guy, I like this coach a lot.
Why do you think your sack totals went down during your career at Alabama?
We didn't really do too much like game planning to like be able to do our free rushes. We more so was like a game plan to control rush. It wasn't, we had the freedom to do what we can to make that just a control rush.
You, one of the knocks that some of the draft picks have on you is pass rush ability. You said obviously you didn't do a whole lot of that up the field stuff at Alabama, but can you explain why you think that you you know, are suited to be able to do that in the NFL?
Because I haven't coached like Coach Chris can enhance those abilities and things that I didn't have a chance to enhance and get better at there, and he can teach me those things and make me a better pass rusher.
Ashawn, at least one of your teammates has already made a joke about you looking older than 21 on Twitter. I mean, how often does that come up? What do you think about all that?
It's funny, you know, they always joke around, call me old man and stuff. But, you know, I just take it how it is. You know, some people have that problem looking older than what they are.
Did you ever, when you were growing up, did people ever ask you for your birth certificates, you know, when you played Little League football or anything like that because you looked older?
Yeah, I had to sit out a couple of games because my mom couldn't get off work. So eventually she just started, like, scheduling around it where she was at every game. And she couldn't miss, like, one single game. She had to bring my birth certificate every single time. And I was just, it was, so then once I got 8 years old, I played up. And then after that, I never played my age again, so she never had it to do it anymore.
So how many years did she have to do that?
From 4 all the way up to, like, going 9.
Well, you played.
Once I came back, I played the 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds.
How far up were? Oh, so you were playing like 3 or 4 years up?
Yes, sir.
So you were playing organized football as a 4-year-old?
Mm-hmm. I played my older brother.
how much older is your brother?
He's 4 years older than me.
You guys were playing on the same team?
Yes, sir. He played defense and I played running back. And then I played defense too. So when I wanted to stop playing football when I was younger, because I got flipped at running back, mom made me keep playing and I just played defense strictly there, which I loved playing defense. So it bettered me.
All right, a couple more questions.
Well, just to be clear on that, when you were 4, your mom had to bring your birth certificate then if you were playing with 8-year-olds?
Well, at first they were trying to put me at the same age, and then I played up, and then they moved me up because it was like, well, he's not going to be able to do anything. He's too big for all the kids. It wouldn't be unfair. So so mom had to, like, literally, like, bring it in, and it was too much of a hassle. So she moved me up, and the next year we moved, so I could play in the same age, that same age group as I could, but I didn't. So I had to move to another place to play my same age, and I played my same age, and everyone just made a big fit about it. Because she got tired of it over a few years, and just said, you're going to play it up for now.
Last question, guys.
You and Jerron have a little friendly competition about who was going to go first while you're sitting in the green room there?
No, we didn't. We really honestly weren't caring about who goes first. We're just trying to just get to a team, whoever takes us, you know. It wasn't about a competition. It's about getting there and help contributing to the team, not about who goes first, who goes where. It's just honestly just trying to make it a little accomplishment in our accomplishment book and make more accomplishments as we can.
Hey, Sean, how much you look forward to getting a chance to face Eddie Lacy twice a year?
It's great to be able to face Eddie Lacy. I never got to play against him. He was older than me when I got there. He's for a league, but it'd be great to play against him.
All right, thanks, guys.
What's your brother's name real quick before you go that you played football with?
Andre Robinson.
Andre, okay. And how big were you as a 4-year-old?
My mom says I was bigger than second graders. I see the pictures. One of my brother's best friend, Carl, I was bigger than him. And he was in the second grade, and he was my brother's friend. And I was bigger than my brother when he was in the second grade.
Gotcha. Thank you, sir. Congratulations. Congrats.